Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterny's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Dirty's Daily brought to you today, powered by HEB's Alkaline Water. HEB brand, orange label, 9.5 plus pH ionized hydration. Really good, solid water. If you're going to drink water, bottled water, that is, this Alkaline is one of two or three brands. Essentia and Alkaline are the two brands that HEB Alkaline, I guess, is what I hear you should be drinking. Mm. I know the Essentia. Are you sure this is one?
I've never had it.
I think this HEB brand, I think this is one. I know the Essentia's one. But today, we are powered by Alkaline HEB water. Big shout out to HEB. I'm a big shopper at HEB. You shop at HEB, Ryan?
Yeah, big shopper.
Tyler, you shop at HEB?
That is where I get my groceries.
I got a $200 gift card at home that I hadn't used. I've had it for about a year and a half now. I gotta go ahead and get that to the wife. You know, I may use that when I have the drive cookout that I still owe you guys. I may use that when we do that. What do y'all think? Y'all about ready for that cookout?
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'll heat the hot tub up. I'll heat the hot tub up.
We have moved into November, haven't we?
We are. It's 80 degrees today, though, boys. We'll get it done. Hey, just a little reminder out there to everybody. Today is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, and this is a big game. H-Town, this is a big game, baby. Texans Ticket Tuesday. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets in the 5 o'clock hour today. Who are these tickets courtesy of, Ron? Do you know? Who are they courtesy of? Just Texans?
Just the Texans.
Just the Texans. Sports Radio 610. I'll be damned.
Stop me on that one.
I'll be damned. Also, this week with a Thursday night primetime game, you see, there is no Thirsty Thursday. Now, you can have you a Thirsty Thursday, but our schedule's a little different because we're going to be off air early on Thursday. We'll be off air at 4:15. But it ain't going to be a Thirsty Thursday for us. But, Ron, it is going to be one of them old wet Wednesdays.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's going to be a wet Wednesday, Tyler. Not for you, Tyler, because you got to stay in the studio. We are going to be up in spring. Buffalo Wild Wings, Tyler. Richie Road and 45. Buffalo Wild Wings for that old wet Wednesday, y'all.
That's tomorrow, right?
That's tomorrow.
Right.
Come on through and hang out with us. Richie Road and 45. Buffalo Wild Wings up in spring. And then Thursday, like I said, we'll be back in the studio for a couple hours. You can still tune in and get old T-Mill, Dirty, and Show for a couple, about 2:15 before Seth and Sean will take over for the pregame show in primetime Thursday Night Football. But Football Friday, we will be at Walk-Ons in Katy. So that old Reaction Friday, huh?
How about that?
We got a little Wet Wednesday and a Reaction Friday coming for you at Walk-Ons in Katy. Is that the same Walk-Ons where we witnessed the affair where they had some drinks, some shots, and left?
I don't think that was
clearly
Katy.
Had some heavy petting and came back. That was Spring.
I think it's a different one. I don't think that was Katy.
It was up
yeah.
Springway, I think.
Yeah.
But, well, Katy,
come on down.
Challenge. See what the Katy Walk-Ons can bring to the table. But today, it's not only a Ticket Tuesday, it is a Tape Drop Tuesday. We got a short week coming here, obviously. So, kind of mixing in a little bit about last week's game, still a little bit of reaction to do with that all 22 tape dropping today. And obviously getting you ready for the Thursday night primetime matchup with the Bills. Tape Drop Tuesday. Just putting a bow on the Texans' win in Nashville, 16-13. What did the tape show? Well, Davis Mills was better than I thought. I knew Davis Mills was clutch, that very last throw at the end, 13-13 ball game, 3rd and 16. And he makes a perfect throw to Nico Collins. Nico Collins makes a great grab. They keep the drive alive. They keep rolling. They kick a field goal to win this thing 16-13. I knew he was clutch. I knew they came out at halftime and got Nico the ball, and I knew they had a really good second half. But as I watched this film, a lot of Texans fans out there wonder, man, I heard it. I heard it in the postgame show. Hell, we heard it on Reaction Monday right here. First half, what the hell happened? That was awful. That offense sucks. Davis Mills sucks. Nick Caley sucks. I hate to break it to y'all, but that wasn't the case. They had four legit drives in the first half. Two of them should have ended in points. Christian Kirk drops a touchdown on one of them. Then you take the sack on fourth down, which nobody was open, so you don't score there. You turn the ball over on downs. And then a couple of drives later, you're driving down, and I think you was inside of 30. I mean, you're definitely in field goal range. And on third down, Davis Mills takes a sack that pushed him outside the 40, and with Kaimi Fairbairn out and a backup kicker in, we chose to punt at that time. And so that obviously took points off the board. But the long drives by the Texans, one decent drive by at least where they held the ball a little bit by the Titans, chewed up really the entire first half. And if you look at it, yes, the Texans did shoot themselves in the foot. You can't take the sack in that situation when you're in field goal range. Tell guys all the time, right? When you get in field goal range, no sacks, no penalties, no turnovers. That's your job as a quarterback. Don't take points off the board. Davis Mills took points off the board right there. And then, again, on the other end of it, did take the sack on fourth down. There was nobody to throw the ball to, so even if you'd have thrown it away, we'd have turned the ball over on downs. The key there was the drop by Christian Kirk, ultimately. I believe there was a penalty mixed in there because you had him down inside the five-yard line again after the Higgins catch.
Yeah.
So it got a little ugly down there. But – overall, the offense, other than, again, once again, the inability to punch it in, the offense was really humming pretty good. In the second half, Ron, six possessions, four scores. The second half was pretty good. But Davis Mills, like I said, Davis Mills was tremendous. What I went through, and, Ron, I thought there was 15 good to great throws throughout this game for Davis Mills. And as a backup quarterback, I would say that's a big number. As I watch the film as well with Davis, I would say that there's a 90-plus percent. It's probably significantly high 90s probably. There was probably about three times, Ron, where there was a pass play called and the ball wasn't going to the right place. Now, whether it was caught or not, just according to the coverage and what was available or what wasn't available, the ball was going to the right place. So clearly Davis Mills was seeing their defense really well and making good decisions. And I thought he had great command at the line of scrimmage. You just heard him in that last in our last segment, the presser, where he said breaking the huddle early, getting the line of scrimmage, making the defense declare gives you a better, more clear look. And it clearly Davis Mills against that team, right, against the Titans, was doing that. And and contrary to the scoreboard, he was doing it for four quarters, not just in the second half. Number one. Number two, Nick Caley. We've been really hard on Nick Caley. I want to once again tip my cap. Nick Cayley was really good. As I said, two of the first four drives in the first half should have ended in points. Four of the six second half drives did end in points. And Nico, the Nico coming out of halftime, when you talk about an adjustments perspective, Ron, the way that they fed Nico, particularly coming, really the whole game, but particularly coming out at halftime,
I wonder who was behind
impressive.
That.
I don't know. But it was it was impressive. The play calling, there was, whether it was quick game, whether they're moving the pocket, whether it was the boot game, whether it was taking shots, the play calling was really, really good against the Titans. Now, as I said before, just kind of keeping track here, I thought the play calling was significantly better in the Denver game than 15 points. As we saw, Davis Mills left two or three throws on the field that he wished he had back that I think would have changed that game. And then you go to Jacksonville, and I know it took a 19-point fourth quarter from the offense to win that game, but Nick Cayley was good throughout that game as well. And then this week, I thought Nick Cayley took the first half off, but when I watched the film, that just wasn't the case. He was really, really good. Ron, we talked a little bit, and again, not enough about this. We just heard Davis Mills talking about it. But Higgins, the young fella, I said yesterday on Reaction Monday that Higgins is coming. This offense is different when Higgins is coming.
D'Amico said he's been here.
Well, I disagree. Yeah, I just disagree with D'Amico. I've watched every bit of film. I've watched every game, obviously. The last 2 weeks, there's been a different Higgins. I mean, he's moving at a different speed. He's moving at a different pace. He's not, and it appears to me like he's not thinking. There were two plays right on the film this week. One of them was a throw to him that was an incomplete on a little slant from the slot to the quarterback's left. And I could tell, it's almost like he's thinking, should I cross the DB's face or should I go over the top of him? You know what I mean? He's not making good, quick. He didn't at this point make a good, quick decision. Every other snap I saw him on the field, he made a good, quick decision. And when he's playing fast, when he's playing free, when he's not thinking and just playing, he's got a chance to be special, Ron. And right now, opposite Nico Collins, you don't have to be, I mean, anything super special. You're going to get opportunities. Just go make plays.
Well, also, he has like a, you know, especially for a rookie, I think this kind of can go to any position that you play, but especially for a rookie, if you have like a certain skill set or something that can maybe get you through before you learn everything, like, you know, one that would make sense, Lamar.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe he didn't have all the throws or knew the offense.
He survived, yeah.
But he could survive with that one skill set that could, you know, keep him on the field. Yeah. His size, it looks like, is what they're starting to take advantage of. Well, he may not know all the routes or run everything, like you just said, but the...
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Size, and they're using that.
Well, I don't know if this was by plan, Ron, but if you kind of look how this thing has kind of unfolded here, is he's really, well, I said, no, so all the keyboard warriors out there relax, but he's really surviving with the stop route underneath. He caught a sprint stop route. He caught just a straight, which, by the way, I love the simplicity of Nick Cayley using the hitch and the stop and the pivot route. Just the, hey, man, the corner's soft. Run up 5 yards and stop, and I'm going to stick it in your face mask. Like, they're like passing up those free yards makes me sick. Nick Cayley's done a good job of that recently. But if you look, corner soft, Ron, we've seen him just run a hitch or a stick route and the quarterback give him the football. The corner pressed, we've seen him run the fade route and catch it last week. We've seen him, they've thrown it to him a handful of times. We've seen it, right? And then all of a sudden, you also throw in that wrinkle of that bang where you sail the fade and then cross face at that 12 to 15 yard range. We've seen him catch a couple of touchdowns with that play right there. When you're opposite Nico Collins, if you've got a system that'll give you the ball versus a soft corner, if you've got a quarterback that'll trust you on the fade, you're going to have the ability to hit that bang anytime that you want to. And just that, those three routes right there with his build and his youth too, keep it simple, let him play fast. Just those three routes right there. When you're not when you're not Nico Collins, obviously Nico's got to do more, right? But when you're opposite Nico Collins, we need to keep you simple, stupid, let you play fast. This is all we're going to ask you to do. If I get a soft corner, the quarterback can trigger over there any point. If I get a press corner and the situation's right, I'm going to throw the fade, which he's been really good at, and he's gaining confidence in, right? And then when we need a specialty play, we got you in the red zone, they close the middle of the field, whatever. If they leave a corner high outside, then we can hit you on the bang route and get you moving through a window. That is enough right there to for the young guy to have some success, and that's really what we're seeing.
Yeah, his not only has his production, but his opportunities have really picked up the last 2 weeks. And yeah, and we'll see if that continues against Buffalo, because I think this is a game they're going to need to score more, or at least try to hold the ball more and use more of their weapons.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.